All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Sports Guru. I'm your host, Tyler Brown. And today we're going to talk about week 12 of the NFL recap. We're going to talk about next week's games, the weeks coming up. Playoffs are coming real close. We're going to talk about playoff spots and predictions. We're going to make the playoffs and also possibly look at matchups to see who could possibly meet up in the playoffs. And we're also going to talk about the college football playoff, which is starting, well, the championship games for the top four teams this weekend, and we'll get into that. So, yeah, let's get right into it. Starting off week 12. But before I get into week 12, I hope, this past week was Turkey Day, so I'm pretty sure, yeah, I was eating up. A lot of mac and cheese and collard greens and stuffing and collard greens and turkey and, cranberry sauce and pie and all types of stuff. I'm pretty sure I was eating good on the couch, spending time with family, watching football. If you follow football, stuff like that. So, and probably went shopping Black Friday to get all the sales and deals and all types of stuff. So, yeah, I worked Black Friday and it was crazy in the mall. Real packed, real busy. But anyway, let's get right back to what I was going to talk about. Week 12 NFL, we had three Thanksgiving games, and they were all pretty good games to watch. Entertaining to watch, all close games, and we're going to talk about it. Cowboys and the Giants. Cowboys beat the Giants 28-20. Dak Prescott threw for 261 yards, two TDs. Also had two interceptions. Zeke had 92 rushing yards and a TD, and CeeDee Lamb led the game in receiving with 106 yards. Now, going to this game, I was confident we was going to win. I just felt like Cowboys are the better team on both sides of the ball, and the Giants were pretty banged up, so I was thinking we were going to win convincingly. But this game was a lot closer than I expected. First half, Cowboys played terrible. Only put up 7 points in the first half. It was 13-7 at halftime. Dak had threw two picks, and I'm thinking, here we go again, playing like crap. And, we doing what we do best, playing down to the competition and stuff like that. And the Giants were hanging around, even though they had O-line missing, secondary banged up. But first half, they came to play. But the second half, we made adjustments. We flipped the switch, and we outscored the Giants 21-7. They really couldn't do much in the second half. It was getting stops, playing good defense, and our offense started to pick it up. So they executed it and make no, and they didn't turn the ball over, getting everybody involved. Playing Cowboy football that we should have been playing in the first half. The game would have really been that close. Really shouldn't have to play from behind, but it was good to see it turn around in the second half and then get the win as we sweep the Giants. Sweep the Giants for in the division, and we're moving on to 8-3 in second place. Giants are third, and we are currently the fifth seed in the NFC. Next few weeks, Cowboys do have some favorable, winnable games that they can win. Play the Colts next week. And then we play the Texans and the Jaguars. Three games that they should win if they play right. Before we play the Eagles again, Christmas Eve, day before Xmas. And we should be, on a nice little streak going to that game, get our revenge. And I feel like that game is going to be a lot better game and a totally different game now that we have Dak around this time. So we're going to see how that goes. But moving on. Yeah, the Bills and the Lions. The Bills and the Lions, 28-25. Josh Allen threw for 253 yards, two TDs, one interception. Also has 78 yards on the ground and one touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown led the game receiving 122 yards and a TD.
This game was very entertaining, to be honest. As you guys know, the Lions do play hard. Not like the Lions go out there and just begin blowing out. They do play hard and do win a lot of games. And the Lions, they were hanging in with the Bills. They tied the game? Or no, they had tied the game at 25 apiece. And then Josh Allen throws a bullet to Stephon Diggs down the middle, which led to the Bills kicking the game-winning field goal. But Lions, like I said, Lions could easily have a winning record because, like I said, they really be in a lot of close games. They just don't execute in the end. Like I said, they play the Bills tough. The other game, they could have won. But, you know, Bills move on to 8-3 as they're second in their division right now. And they are, I think, fifth in the AFC right now. So, Bills play tomorrow night against the Patriots, which that game can go either way. We're going to see how that turns out. But, you know, division games are always tough, always close, always fall hard. So, we're going to tune in to Thursday night, see how that goes. Patriots and the Vikings. The Vikings beat the Patriots 33-26. Mac Jones threw for 382 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook had 42 rushing yards. Justin Jefferson, 139 receiving yards and a TD. This game was another great game going back and forth. Mac Jones played a heck of a game. The Vikings definitely needed this win because they got embarrassed by my Cowboys last week, 43, only putting up 3 points. So it was good to see them bounce back, put up points. The offense, their run game wasn't really well, but the passing game, you know, Justin Jefferson was back to being him, catching in double coverage. You know, Patriots trying to throw 2 defenders at him, but it didn't matter. Contested, he was catching it, and he scored early in the game. Kirk Cousins spreading the ball. He also played a good game. This was fun to watch. Vikings are 9-2. They are second in the NFC. Patriots go down to 6-5. And if the playoffs start today, the Patriots will be out. But Patriots do play the Bills next week. Hopefully they can bounce back. If not, they lose 2 in a row. Oof, they're really hurting themselves with the playoff spot. So we'll see. Next, we have the Browns and the Buccaneers. The Browns beat the Buccaneers in overtime, 23-17. Tom Brady threw for 246 yards, 2 TDs. Nick Chubb, 116 yards. And touchdown on the ground. Chris Godwin, 110 receiving yards and a touchdown. These are 2 teams that, you know, been struggling all year. The Bucs haven't really been playing well. This is honestly Tampa Bay's game to win. But give credit to the Browns. They kept fighting, got stops, forced overtime, got the ball, and drove down the field. And Nick Chubb capped the game off with a win to beat Tom Brady. This was good for them to win because they do get their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who is going to play this Sunday against the Texans. So it was good to see them win. We'll see if the Browns can make a late run, maybe. Like I said, we haven't seen Deshaun Watson playing 2 years, so who knows what he's going to be able to do. He knows a lot of rust, a lot of time missed. I don't know if we really expect much of him for the rest of this season, maybe next season. They'll definitely be a lot better next season with him in that offense. Him, Nick Chubb, Mari, Njoku, Peoples Jones. They'll definitely be a better team next season. But we'll see how the Browns finish off this season. But it was good to, it was good to get the win before Deshaun returning. Now we have the Bengals and Titans. Bengals beat the Titans 20-16. Ryan Tannehill threw for 291 yards. Samaje Perine had 58 rushing yards and a TD. T. Higgins had 114 and a TD. It's funny because this game, I was thinking the Bengals are going to win, but I'm like, the reason why I changed my mind, though, Tennessee was going to win, because I'm like, no Joe Mixon, no Chase. I'm thinking, like, Titans going to take advantage. Derrick Henry going to run the ball. Ryan Tannehill going to make a few throws and make the plays necessary. But give credit to the Bengals. They won without their top 2 players. They took Derrick Henry out of the game. Out of the game, as in they took – they shut him down in the running game, made Tannehill throw the ball, and, that's the way to beat the Titans. You have to stop Derrick Henry, make Tannehill throw, and it worked for them, and they're now 7-4 on the year. We're now both teams 7-4.
Bengals second place in the division. Titans still first, but I said that was a big win for them. Hopefully they get Chase and Mixon back on Sunday. Either they're playing the Chiefs, which is going to be a tough game for them. Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes will be a good matchup. We're going to see how that plays out. But good win for the Bengals. Good tough win for the Bengals. And
Titans, they play the Eagles next week. I mean, on Sunday. So that's another tough game for them. A good test for them.
We'll see if they're able to bounce back, if they can get the run game going against, you know, tough Philly defense. And if Tannehill can make some plays, we're going to see how that goes down. Next, we have Jets beating the Bears 31-10. Mike White threw for 315 yards, 3 TDs. David Montgomery had 79 rushing yards. Garrett Wilson, 95 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns. Now, as you guys know, Jets lost to the Patriots last week, 10-3, off the punt return to end the game. And Zach Wilson, I think he had like 3 yards in the second half. And reports came out saying that Zach Wilson's going to be benched. He's not going to start. They're going to Mike White. And Mike White came out there very accurate, 22-28, limited 6 passes, 3 touchdowns. Garrett Wilson had a game. Elijah Moore finally got a touchdown this season. The Jets looked a lot better offensively. They looked a lot better offensively. And I just feel like, you know, I understand Zach Wilson was their draft pick, was their guy. But Mike White coming there and he's spreading the ball, getting guys involved. I think that's the guy they're going to have to stick with to give you best chance to win and, you know, get you into the playoffs. So they're going to see how that situation plays out. Quarterback controversy. I don't think there's any controversy. I think you just stick with Mike White. You know, can control the game, make the right plays, right reads. Zach Wilson is not playing the game Mike White would have had if he would have started on Sunday. I don't know. He's not throwing for 315, and he's not really accurate like that. He doesn't make the throws that need to be made. So I said you stick with Mike White, let him rock, and see. He can win you some games moving forward. Next, we have the Commanders.
Excuse me.
Commanders beating the Falcons 19-13. Mariota threw 474 yards, TD. Brian Robinson had 105 yards. And Zacchaeus had 91 receiving yards. I knew this game was going to be a tough game. Could go either way. You know, Washington is hot. Ever since Heineke took over, they're like 5-1, something like that. I knew this game was going to be a tough, close game. Both teams need to win, you know. Washington need to win to hold their spot, and, you know, the Falcons win 1-1 on Sunday. Well, this past Sunday, they'll be in first place in their division. So, like I said, it was a
must-win for both teams, you know, for placing and seeding.
It's a close game, good game. Falcons get to the goal line, game winning drive, and then Mariota throws a pick in the goal line, which secured Washington win. Washington is now 7-5, and they're half game behind the Giants. They play the Giants next week. That's going to be an interesting game to watch. We're going to see how that unfolds. You know, the NFC East, everybody has a winning record in the NFC East and the AFC East. 2 best divisions right now. As we speak, honestly, the playoffs started right now. Our whole division is literally in the playoffs, which is wild. But, I mean, all teams, they've been performing well at a high level. So, moving forward, we have Panthers and the Broncos. Panthers beat the Broncos 23-10. Sam Darnold, 164 yards passing, 1 touchdown. Dante Foreman, 113 rushing yards. DJ Moore, 103 receiving yards, 1 touchdown. Broncos, as we know, have been a big disappointment all year. This is not surprising. I mean, to lose to the Panthers, be held to only 10 points. I mean, they just, I don't know, they probably need to fire their coach. They can't really get rid of their quarterback, cause, or cut him or release him, because they do that and they got to hit the cap and they still got to pay him. So, I mean, you paid Russ $245 million. Remember that number, $245 million, to be garbage, to be trash. Can't put up no points. Can't do nothing on offense. Like, this is trade they made. Definitely is gonna be talked about and be one of the worst trades that ever be made in football. Definitely for sure. Cause, like, you're 3-8 on the year. Like, you're not making the playoffs. You're done. Can't beat anybody, like, at all. Terrible on both sides. Well, the defense is solid. I'll give them that, but offense is just terrible. Just can't help themselves. Moving on, we have Jaguars beating the Ravens 20-27. Trevor Lawrence took for 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. Lamar had 89 rushing yards. Zay Jones, 11 receptions, 145 yards. This was the Ravens game to win. But as you guys know, the Ravens are not kind of holding leads. They're winning, they're holding the lead. Just know they're going to collapse somehow, some way. Lamar at offense. Excuse me. Got to be better. Got to be able to move the ball. Defense is horrible. Defense can't stop nobody. You know, you guys should definitely have a better. Yeah, still in first place, 7-4, but the Bengals are right behind y'all. And definitely should have a better record if y'all didn't choke the games y'all supposed to win when y'all had leads. It doesn't make any sense at all. You know, it was a good win for the Jaguars. You know, good Trevor. Good credit to Trevor Lawrence. He played well. He balled up. Game winning drive, last drive. He was hitting receivers in the right spot, moving the ball, and cap it off with a touchdown and 2-point conversion to win the game. So it's good to see that. Ravens play the Broncos next week, which Broncos are horrible. So the Broncos, Ravens should bounce back. And then Panthers have a bye week, so they're not playing this week. Moving on, we have Chargers versus the Cardinals. Justin Herbert had 274 passing yards, three touchdowns. James Conner with 120 rushing yards, and DeAndre Hopkins 87 receiving yards and touchdown. This was a good game to watch, honestly. You know, Chargers need to win. Keep hope alive in the AFC. Not really in the tough division. It's only them and the Chiefs with positive records, but definitely keep their spot. You know, AFC is pretty stacked. So, excuse me, Justin Herbert delivered with a game-winning drive and ended up going for 2, which paid off as he threw it to Gerald Everett, and they escaped. They definitely escaped Arizona this week. And like I said, it's only a few weeks left in the NFL year. NFL regular season. Teams got to tighten up. Teams got to crunch it up. It's about that time. You know, every team has work to do. Can't take nothing for granted. It's not really one dominant team. There's some good teams. You're a good team, they're a solid team. But it's not that, like, one dominant team. It's like they're not like, oh, wow. Like, they can just do whatever or something like that. So, keep an eye on them. Raiders beat the Seahawks in overtime, 40-34. Geno Smith threw for 328 yards, 2 TDs. Josh Jacobs had a crazy day with 33 carries, 227 yards, and 2 touchdowns. DK Metcalf went 90 receiving yards. This game was really going back and forth. This was a shootout type game. Either team wasn't playing no defense. They just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. Yeah, went to overtime. Raiders get a stop. And Josh Jacobs walks it off with an 86-yard touchdown run. The second week in a row, Raiders win in overtime. First Devontae Adams, now Josh Jacobs.
Is hope still alive for the Raiders? I don't think so, but this was definitely a good winner again. But yeah, like you can't ask Geno Smith to do. It was not Geno's fault. I mean, throw for 328, 2 touchdowns, no picks. What more can you actually quarterback can do? The defense is just terrible, giving up 40 points to the Raiders. You know, the Raiders, like I said, they've been fought hard the last 2 weeks. And they would get some wins. But it might be a little too late for them to try to make a win now. 4-7. I don't know what much more they can do. They could try to win some more games, but we'll see. So that's that. Moving on, we have Eagles and the Packers. Eagles beat the Packers 40-33. Jalen Hurts threw for 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. He ran for 157 yards. And Christian Watson led Green Bay receiving with 110 yards and a touchdown. Honestly, this game was surprising. I'm gonna say that because Packers, they put up a lot of points, but up 33 points. It was going back and forth. Aaron Rodgers did get hurt. He also threw 2 picks. If he didn't throw 2 picks, you know what could happen. But Packers was fighting hard with the Eagles. They didn't make it easy for them. Made the Eagles work. Jalen Hurts had a crazy game on the ground. He had like 100 rushing yards in the first quarter. It was letting him run. He was like, he had some like big runs, like to my like 15, 20 yards, maybe 30 yards. Like he was just taking off. He ran for more yards than he threw it this week. Well, that run game was effective all night. You know, he had over 100 yards. Miles Sanders had 100 yards, 2 TDs. So that's what the Eagles are good at doing. They're, you know, they're good running the ball. They're one of the best running teams in football. So they need to stick to the run. Stop trying to air it out like Jalen Hurts is Josh Allen, so. But he's not. No, stick to the run game. Don't abandon it. And then, you know, let Hurts make the plays when necessary, when his number is called. Right. Moving on, we have the Steelers and the Colts. Steelers beat the Colts 24-17. Matt Ryan threw for 199 yards at TD. Jonathan Taylor had 86 rushing yards at TD. Jelani Woods had 98 receiving yards. I mean, honestly, it's two bad teams playing each other. So I had to win, understandably. I felt confident the Colts to win, but Steelers were playing and wanted them more than the Colts. That's how I felt. Definitely wanted more. I mean, the team is not really coming to playoffs, so I mean, this game didn't really make an impact or anything on their standings and seeds, so just gotta hang in there tight. But that being said, this week in college football, well, before I get to college football, I said before, there's a night game tomorrow with the Bills and the Patriots and Foxborough. I was saying that I think Josh Allen is the Bills are gonna win this game in New England. Tight game, tight ball game. I give it, you know, about 3 to 5 point spread for the Bills. That's my prediction. I think Josh Allen has a good game, a good solid game, just does enough to not put any liquids without a cap. But the Bills right now are in second place because the Miami's 8-3 as well, but Miami did beat them head to head. So the Bills have to keep winning just to keep up with Miami. And they do have to play each other again. So, we'll see. I think the winner of that game, Miami and the Bills, when they play again, wins the division. So, we're going to see how that goes. But, moving on to college football. As you guys know, I am a USC fan. We officially moved up to the top four. We're number four in the country right now. And we are playing for the Pac-12 championship on Friday against Utah. We are 11-1. Utah is the only team that beat us this season. So we will get our revenge Friday, Friday night. It's going to be a good game, good, probably close game. But I expect my boys to win and hold a security spot for the college playoff football. We have LSU and Georgia for the SEC championship game. We have TCU, Kansas State for the Big 12, and Michigan, Purdue for the Big 10 championship. Honestly, I think the top four teams are going to secure their spots. They're all favored to win. I think the top four is going to stay the same after this week. Saying something can change, but my prediction is the top four, Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC are going to be in the college playoff football. That's going to be top four. And then, you know, as long as we win, we will probably play most likely Georgia for the start of the playoffs. And well, I'm going to take it one game at a time. Like I said, we have to beat Utah. And the only team that beat us, they beat us early in the year, 43-42. 1-point game. We really should have won that game. We kind of choked that game. We should be undefeated, but it's okay. The guys in the regular season, so it's time to beat them. Pac-12 championship when it's more meaningful. So just got to take care of business, get in the playoffs, and let's see if we can make a run to win a national championship. You know, I feel like we can play with any team in the country. I think Caleb Williams should be the Heisman favorite and should win the Heisman the way he's been playing all year. Our offense, we can score anybody. Like I said, we average almost, if not 40 points a game. But only problem is our defense. That's where the issues happen. Excuse me. That's why we, you know, be in close game and shootouts and give a lot of points, because our defense is not the greatest, but our offense is definitely, you know, one of the best in the country. But I feel as if, like I said, we can play with anybody. Just got to prove ourselves and just keep doing what we're doing. So we're going to see how this weekend goes with NFL for tomorrow and Sunday. College playoff football starting Friday night and this weekend. See how it unfolds, and we definitely will talk about it next week and recap on that. This is your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening to this episode. As we're wrapping it up, we're definitely tuning into next week's episode, as we're going to recap, you know, week 13, college playoff football. Honestly, next week I will talk about playoff matchups and who I think is going to move up in seeding-wise and who can make noise in the playoffs come next week. So stay tuned for that. And who I think is possibly going to win MVP and MVP favorites and stuff like that. So tune in next week for the next episode. It's a lot of good stuff to talk about. We should see what unfolds. Until then, I'm your host, Tyler Brown. And until next time, I'm out.